T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I say this about John all the time, that, you know, John is a future Hall of Famer. He belongs in the broadcasting wing of Cooperstown and all that. But you know what? So does our next guest. Because when you think of what she's been able to accomplish in her career, I got to think that, you know, you're going to be there too.
Absolutely.
And joining us right now, another future Hall of Famer. And that, of course, is Susan Waldman. Susan, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you guys? And I know how you are because I'm 2 rows away from you.
Yes.
If I turn around, I could actually see you.
Yes.
Well, I can't see Joe because my coffee pot's in the way.
Well, let me tell you this. Susan, you're missing nothing by not seeing me. Okay?
And Susan, I've seen you for hours now. You got here bright and early. You're excited for opening day.
I've been up since 5 o'clock. My first time I was ever aware of opening day, I was like 3 or 4. I got up at 5 o'clock. And every year since then, it doesn't matter what day it is, if it's snowing, whatever, 5 o'clock, it's opening day, and I'm awake.
It's a holiday. And you know what's great about this opening day? Everybody's playing, and everybody's playing during the day.
Yes, absolutely. And that, well, except daytime in Seattle, but it's a little
day game.
But we can go home and watch the Mariners and Red Sox, so which is good, or listen to it on the radio on the way home.
Yeah, definitely. Now, all right, so how many years is it for you now, Susan, doing this with the Yankees?
This is 33.
33
yeah.
years. Wow.
33 seasons, 32 years. That's because FAN went on at 87. So,
but in the broadcast booth with John.
Oh, with John? This is 15.
15.
Is that amazing?
That's amazing.
Now, that's more than the 33. That's more amazing to me that I've been doing radio with John Sterling for 15 years.
So your first year then, if I do my math quick, was
04.
No, I mean, I'm sorry, in the booth, was 2004.
05.
05, okay.
05.
That's a better year than starting in 04.
No, I was still doing, I was still with Yes in 2004.
Wow.
I asked this to John because I'm fascinated about this. I think that this is an opening day in a season in which the expectations are like the old days. They got to go out to get to the World Series, maybe win it. But it is different than the early 2000s, as John said, because they had won something. They had won championships. This is a group trying to win its first.
That, except for Brett Gardner,
That's true, right,
Brett. And CeCe.
Brett and CeCe.
Yeah,
so
right,
how would
right.
you kind of look at this opening day in comparison to others? Does it feel unique in its own way?
They're all unique. This is different because this really, you talk about the early 90s, and if you remember, after the Yankees lost in 2001 is when George decided that you've got to go out and get stars. That's when Alex came and Giambi and all those kinds of people. And this is a different group now. This is a different way they play baseball. People are interchangeable in a way. I think this year, when this one gets hurt or this someone else gets hurt, you don't get as nervous because it's like in some football teams, next man up. And that's pretty much what they've done with a DJ LeMahieu and moving people around. And I think that it's different, it's unique. But this is a good team. This is really a good team, and it's a really deep team. And it's different. You don't worry about the starters as much. And by the way, to answer your question, Game 4, I believe, or Game 5, you're going to see your first opener. I mean, you're going to see a bunch of them here.
What do you think of it?
You know what? The idea is to win. And that's what, you know, I loved it. Kevin Cash said, I guess it was spring training, when Samardzija and Verlander were talking about, you know, it's a affront to people's manhood and they should all revolt. And Kevin Cash said, you know, those pitchers aren't on my team. You know, they're not going to do the opener when Blake Snell is pitching or Tyler Glasnow is pitching. And they're going to do it when they don't have a starter.
Right.
And I think you're going to see it. I think you're going to see it here. You're going to see it. Nate Karns is going to start for Baltimore. You're going to see it almost immediately. Kashner, obviously, and Cobb is hurt. But they've got Bundy. And then you're going to see openers. That's the way it's going.
You know, last year the Red Sox won 108 games. They had an unbelievable year. They really just ran roughshod through the playoffs
they
as well. But I look at them this year, Susan, and I've said it 15 times, so I'm being redundant, but that Red Sox bullpen, there's no comparison between them and the Yankee bullpen right now. And to me, that's the big difference with these two teams.
Well, there is, but the Yankees actually don't have the same kinds of starters that the Red Sox do. You know, David Price and Chris Sale and Nate Eovaldi aren't on this team. I think the bullpen is right now kind of a mess, but all they want to do is get to – now it's changed a lot. Doesn't matter how many games. If you get to the playoffs, you can do what they did last year, and all of a sudden Porcello and Eovaldi are coming out of the bullpen, and that's the way they're going to play it. The Yankees are doing it differently. They've got, you know, if there's a question mark, maybe it's in the starting rotation. I don't know. But if you get a lead and hold them, then you bring in that bullpen, and it's going to work differently. The other thing about the Red Sox is everyone on that team going to have a career year again?
Right.
I agree with you. No, you're right. Yep.
I mean, that really is, and, you know, now you've got contract people and people thinking about it, and what do you do with Bogarts? And, you know, never mind Mookie Betts. That'll take care of itself. But everybody else is coming up, too.
It's a reminder, and you look at the Astros last year. The Astros looked like the best team.
Yep.
They won game one of the ALCS. Here they go again. And then the Red Sox smoked them. It's tough to win over and over again. That's what makes those late 90 Yankee teams truly remarkable, that they were able to do it.
The amazing thing about that is that group that came up in the 90s, there was something special about that group, but they had everything. They had the starting pitching. They had the bullpen, the great bullpens. There were different people, but the great bullpens. They also had a deep team. Don't forget, in those games, in those years, coming off the bench were people like Ruben Sierra and Darryl and Chili Davis, one after another. Very, very different the way they do these kinds of things. Now, don't forget with the Astros, their two best players missed half the season in Correa and Altuve.
Yep.
And you don't know. Maybe Mookie Betts falls down the dugout stairs tonight in Seattle. You don't know. I mean, you never can judge with that.
I think if he was healthy, one of the big topics today would be, okay, so what Luis Severino are we going to see? He was dominant in the first half. He could have won the Cy Young. He obviously fell off in the second half. He's going to miss the first month. What do you think about with Luis Severino with the, I guess, the extremes that we saw from him a year ago?
I think last year, I'm not saying he was hurt. He definitely had a tired arm.
Right.
And what happens, and I love it when teams always say, well, the velocity is there, the velo is there. Mm. That's not what it is. You can throw 99. If you can't place it where you want.
That's it, yeah.
I mean, and I think that was because he had a tired arm. And also, Pedro Martinez was talking about the fact that, you know, when he gets tired, the hands break earlier. And so that the right, particularly the hitters, lefties particularly, can see where he's letting the ball go from instead of having the hands holding up so they break a little bit later. But I think there's no question. They're going to deny it. But there's no question he had a tired arm last year.
So in a weird way, then, him missing the first month could be a blessing in disguise?
Unless there's something chronic with that. Yes, no, not at all. And you have to learn, and it goes from year to year. You know, I heard you guys earlier talking about bullpen guys. That's why year after year, Buck Showalter always used to say, every other year is for a bullpen guy, unless you're Mariano. And every other year, because if you trust someone, you use them all the time. It doesn't matter if they think they're healthy. The next year, there's a residual effect, and I think that happened last year to Severino.
Talking to Susan Waldman, of course, we're live here from Yankee Stadium as we get ready for opening day. How about this guy pitching today? Because to me, he kind of flies under the radar, Tanaka. He's been a tremendous big game pitcher for the Yankees. How about him, Susan?
He's been tremendous over the spring. When I was talking to him last week, I asked him about opening day, and he said, well, I only know that I'm doing this not because I was chosen, because Severino was hurt. That's a big thing for him because he puts so much pressure on himself. He is never satisfied unless he's thrown a complete game and nobody scores. The happiest I ever saw him was the day he beat the Mets at was it Shea then or City Field? Whenever. City Field. I keep saying Shea.
It's all right. We call it Shea.
We call it Shea.
That was because he went the whole way, and he gave up one run. It was 1-0.
He was dominant.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've seen him smile after a game. So he expects that of himself. But I think this year he's trying not to put as much pressure on himself because he's not the number one.
Well, you know what's interesting about him? So he's been a good Yankee. Like, no one's saying he hasn't, and I trust him in a big spot. I trust him in a big spot over anybody else in this rotation. But after that first 4 months when he came over, he was dominant.
Right.
He looked like one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's been good since then. He hasn't been dominant like that.
Well, you do remember that he's got a tear in his elbow.
No, I know, and Adam Wainwright pitched with that for like
five years. Okay. He's been, and that's why I think he's been extraordinary. And now this year, he's breaking out a knuckle curve, and I asked three different catchers, how is his knuckle curve going to, they all gave me a different answer, because some of them just drop off the table, some of them just have a tighter spin, and some of them are actually strikes. Right. And he's got that one that's actually a strike.
Was he hanging out with Messina or something like that?
Well, Messina's like dropped off the table, but no, everybody, they experiment out there, and they absolutely do those kinds of things, and he thinks it might work for him because it's different than the other breaking pitches, and it's got a tighter spin, and we'll see. He did it four times. I asked Gary Sanchez, well, what about the knuckle curve? And at the time he said, I don't know, I haven't caught him yet. We'll find out.
Big year for Sanchez coming back from a bad year last year?
Of course it is. It's always going to be a big year for Sanchez until, you know, it's hard to live up to the expectations that everybody put on this kid. And he does, you know, I hear all these stories. He does work and he does try. And it's very difficult because the idea of what makes a catcher worthwhile now is not what we thought it was going up, this idea of framing pitches. Christy Eckert had a great article yesterday in the Daily News about catching and what it means. And 40-50 runs a game a year.
I couldn't believe that.
And Sanchez is one of the best framers. And then I also read that he blocked 97% of the ball, so it's only 3% that he they do it differently. So we're used to catchers getting up, throwing out runners, and blocking balls, but they look at it through a different prism altogether.
Different world.
And that's why they are saying, that's why Brian Cashman keeps saying Gary Sanchez is going to be one of the best, because what he does is prevent runs with the pitch framing.
Absolutely. Susan, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
The great Susan Waldman, from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer.
There
John Sterling and Susan Waldman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.